Blog Talk Radio.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Nat Neely and Morrow Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now. Get heard. Hear it now.
Yo, what up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of the Get Heard Show. It is Mother's Day, 2016. And tonight, y'all, right here on the live station on the internet, we going to love, honor, and respect all mothers, all baby mamas, all grandmothers, mothers and mothers and mothers all over the world. It's your day. Now, mothers have played a very important role in everybody's life. From the minute you was born into this world, they was already helping guide you into the person that you are today. So every year on this day, we can't help but show mothers love, honor, and put some respect on it. So feel free to call in, press the number one, the number is 347-884-9973, 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press the number one when you get here, and you can tell us about some things that you learned from your mother, or just some happy times that, you know, something your mother taught you. It's all good. There ain't nothing right. There ain't nothing wrong. We just loving, honoring, and respecting all the mothers on this Mother's Day. You heard me? Let's have some fun, y'all. You know what it is. It's the Get Heard Show.
Ooh, yeah.
Huh.
I've always been my friend, sometimes closer than my skin. Honey, deep down, secretly, I want more. I've watched lovers come and go, like actors in a show. And as each one plays a part, takes a small piece of your heart. I know I can give you what you need. I can give you what you want. So I just keep smiling and hide behind my front. I'll be standing in the shadows, waiting for your love. Cause I'm all about you, baby, and I'll be waiting in the shadows, catch you when you fall.
Girl,
tell me how come you can't see something inside me. It burns a special blue. It's all because of you. Hey girl, I've got a master plan to show you I'm the man. I'm afraid to let it show, and you're too blind to know. I'm burning for you. Oh, I don't want to take a chance, lady. There's a chance on losing you. So I'll be standing in the shadows, waiting for love. I'll be waiting, waiting in the shadows to catch you when you
here on the Crashing Station that plays new hits you never heard. Good music, y'all. Once again, it is Mother's Day, and we are honoring, loving, and respecting. Better yet, put some respect on it to all the mothers in the world today. This is Mother's Day, y'all, 2016. I want to know about, or I want to talk about, I want to hear about some of the cool things that you learned from your mother, some of the things that your mother taught you. See, because your mother was your first, you know, first piece of advice and whatever it is, you know. Fathers play roles too, but mothers, you know, always been there for you. You can call in the number 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press number one when you get here. And we're going to chop it up and, you know, have real talk of, you know, especially just some of the things that mothers say to you that you never forget. You know, that's what I'm talking about tonight. So I'm going to go to the line, see the lines here growing up and see what's going on right here on the Get Heard Show. Yo, 918-237, what's happening?
What's up, pimping?
Oh, man, ain't too much. Just chilling, doing my thing, you know.
Yeah, I ain't hollered at you in a minute on the air, man. I just was, like, trying to see if you was rocking tonight.
Always. Every Sunday night, I'm in my favorite driver's seat, you know, blow through space and time and playing all kind of good music to blow your mind. Magnesia, the Get Heard Show. You know, still rocking, man. How you doing on this Mother's Day, man, you know?
I'm doing good. I just talked to my mom. I told her Happy Mother's Day just about a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I'm doing pretty good. I couldn't make it down to the city where they was at celebrating.
Yeah.
I had to work, but I'm having a good Mother's Day, man. Man, I learned
you know
a
what?
Lot from my mom.
Really, you can celebrate Mother's Day any day, to tell you the truth.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know, every time I talk to my mom, I'm celebrating Mother's Day. Because I'm going to learn some piece of knowledge, or she's going to say something real to me. you know. And when I get off the phone, I'm walk away with something strong, you know, or it just comes in my day to day life when I'm doing certain things. Like, dang, got that from my mom, you know. And you just never, you know, mothers just play a very important role in your life, you know, especially like when you was younger, you know, your mother, she might not have been your best friend. You might not even thought she was cool because she might have been telling you some hard knock life stuff that was going to help you later on in life. And that's the cool thing about it, because I think, like, some of the young school mothers today, they too, you know, they too much friends with their kids. You know, some of the women that I meet, they be like, you know, like, ah, that's my friend. You know, I don't want to ever go to college, because, you know, that's my friend. I'm like, what the hell? You know, my mom was like, nigga, 18. You know, already we was, you know, pointing to the, you know, to the dough. And we already knew. Go be strong.
Right.
What she was saying was take this, you know, this information and this knowledge I didn't raise you, and go out in the world and apply yourself. Do your
right.
time. Make me proud. So I think, like, the best thing that a person can do is be a success, you know, so their mother can see them, can be proud of them, you know, in whatever it is that you choose to do with your life. You know,
I know, right?
A hard thing would be for a mother to see this child. I've talked to several homies that said, you know, man, my mom, she didn't even come see me when I was locked up. I'm like, what? He was like, she just kept it real. She was like, she came two or three times. She was like, I can't even look at you like this. You know, you might see, but you fucked up. You
right.
know, but you got to pay the consequences. And I bet that, I can't even imagine. I bet that is a hard time, you know, for a mother to see their child behind bars with knowing they done provided for them a good life. But sometimes the streets take over a young person with no vision. But that's what the mother, that's what the mother is there for. You know, all you cats out here just listening, I know you got something to say. I know you've been beefing up many times and going back and knocking on your mama's door. And your mama always opened that door for you. Always gave you something to eat. That's what I'm talking about when I'm talking about honoring mothers for the things they do. Some of my mothers on this line were spending their damn bill money to make sure that you had something new that your heart desired that you was just whining about. Because I know mine did. Sacrificed many a time. But it gave me a vision. And gave me a whole nother understanding of being strong, making sacrifices. Man, mothers, it's a trip. You got anything you want to add on top of that, G?
I feel the same way, man, as far as what you were saying. I mean, everything you were saying, but the part, I was just thinking about that the other day, the part where you said being a success. Thing you could do is to show your moms you made it, because that's one of my, you know, that's one of my whole fears. Kind of like, I'm not really afraid of dying. I'm more afraid of dying before I accomplish and make my mama proud. You know what I'm saying? Just so she could see, so she could see all the years of grief and worry and it caused her wasn't in vain. You know what I'm saying? I hate that shit. End up
right.
where I don't still, you know, I still made it, even regardless of, you know, how I was fucking up, or I mean, your eyes might have been like, might not have seen eye to eye on certain things, but, and like, I was fucking up, though, sometimes shit out here, but just to show I made it would help, you know, offset some of the just stress and worry and grief, just depression that niggas done cause moms, man, just from being a little bit out here wilder than your average person, you know. I done kind of I wasn't your typical kid, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here smoking and drinking and shit, you know what I'm saying? A little bit more heavier than even she did. You know, she drank brews and wine and stuff when I was younger, but, like, you know,
yeah.
I was getting fucked up and smoking. She didn't really smoke like that, just, like, once maybe in college, but, so she didn't really agree with my smoking lifestyle, kicking it like that, all every smoking every day, all day. And it caused a lot of grief and shit. And so, you know, like you said, man, the best thing would be to make something of myself and show success. Which, you know, I'm doing a pretty good job. I done moved out the crib, you know.
I ain't
no more. But I'm just saying, like you said, be successful for real success. Like making it in my career.
What's cool is, like, even in little steps, you know, just moving up out the crib, becoming independent before they very eyes. You know, to see you graduate, whatever it is, college, or all those good things, or, you know, get a new promotion in your job, those are small successes. And long as your mother's alive and see that, you know, you should tap yourself on the shoulder and be like, yeah, you know, that's a beautiful thing. Because, see, that makes up for all the times that you was on the hard-head shit. You know, and I bet you they smile in their heart when they see, you know, something good that their child is doing, or, you know, you done bought a new house, or you done bought a new ride. You know, they can tell their neighbors, or they can tell their friends. My child, my son, my daughter doing good. You know, just whoop, 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 you know. Sharing that.
Compared to the third world countries, man, and a lot of people here are, I'm blessed to, like you said, have a roof over a nigga head and rough transportation. Some of us, a lot of people out here in the world is fucking starving down there, especially overseas and shit, man. Shit's kind of crazy when you think about it, what we take for granted, nigga, just indoor plumbing and shit like that.
Yeah. That's real. I'm glad that you say that, because I'm a, you know, I always get her show is going to relate to music somehow, too, you know, with whatever topic that we have. And when I think about some strong mother that was in the game related to music, man, Afeni Shakur was real.
Man.
And we could feel her, you know, what she was saying in front of us. And she even went through it, even, you know, with her seeing her son become a success and losing her son at the same time, you know. And it was a cool thing. And this is also a tribute to Afeni Shakur, too, you know, rest in peace and everything on this particular Mother's Day. And we're going to shine a little light on her and just let her talk about, you know, some of the things that she missed about her son, you know. Real talk, y'all, right here on the Get Her Show. Check it out.
I wish that my son was here and that he could go and lie down in my bed and come out of my room and say, Mom, would you cook? I miss his being. He was my son, and I miss him as my baby, my boy who I loved, respected, appreciated. He was my friend. He called me up in the middle of the night after he done had a hot date and tell me who he had a hot date with, what he did, and how excited. And I said, Tupac, why do you think I miss that? I miss interacting with that human being, that perfect being, that excited, lovable, really magnificent spirit, that, you know, I miss him. I miss him. I can't pick a one thing. I miss him. I miss my son every day a little bit more. But I thank God every day for every second that he was here. And I don't want to ask for too much, to ask for more than I was supposed to have. I thank God for every day of those 25 years.
Right here on the Creation Station, that plays them hits, y'all.
But I remember one thing today that I didn't say. I asked for prayer for everybody else. I never asked for it for me. I need it now. Pray for me. and I'll pray for you.
Mama, you ain't have it all, but girl, I know you had enough. Apologize for all your stressful nights, but you had no idea where I was. Lord, I wanna thank you for the mother I was given, 'cause there's a lot of mothers out there that never would've done that. Wasn't for you, mama never would've made it. By the grace of God, I'm truly blessed. Mama, I know you're praying for me, but don't think for one second, child, that your son ain't praying for you. See, your boy done came a long way, and I'm hoping that I'll make you proud. Can't forget about my grandmother, Miss Nadine. I wish that you can see me now. Even when my daddy left, you held it down, mama, me and you and no one else.
For those of y'all don't know, that don't know who Mama West is, that was Pimp C's mom.
Mm. She used to keep it real, too, and drop game on everybody. And it's a trip because those mothers who lost their sons in this hip-hop world, they had to step up and push through and keep strength and keep that legacy alive. So it's true and it's real what you said, like listening to them after they didn't pass. It's a deep thing, man. It just makes you, like, really missing even harder. And again, you know, to know that that was, you know, somebody's mother that we looked up to, you know. So automatically we put some respect on it. Things are cool, y'all.
And to everybody who has given one just that much attention to us and our work, you know, I just thank you. I, of course, thank every one of you all. I thank you for your commitment to us because you believe, some of you believe, have been believing a long time too, and some of you are new believers, but you have always believed that we have meant the very best for you, that we have loved you, and that we want you to be the very best that you can, and that we absolutely believe in every one of you. Everybody here won't be an entertainment star. But remember that we believe that these things that we learn and our creativity and our learning how to enjoy and express life and joy and sorrow in so many different ways, that those are things that help you in anything that you do. It doesn't even matter. I don't think that this is outside of anyone's curriculum. I believe that it enhances everyone's growth and development. And we know from Tupac that it works. We know because Tupac lived under, at your age, under very adverse circumstances. I don't think his life was any better or worse than the best or worst of yours. And we know that his talent, the theater work, which is expressing ourselves in all forms, the theater work is what created a foundation for him. And I don't know that I could have given him anything else except my encouragement to him to dance, to sing, to rejoice in life, and to express our hurt and our pain in ways that will touch and hurt and help another person. Because pain in the world will always be. But what we've learned is that we can take our pain and we can help another person who may be lost, who may not know that there is another day. So that to me is one of the greatest gifts that anybody could ever give. So I just thank each one of you for believing in that, for living it, and for when you come here, for giving us all of your energy, for believing that we are worthy to have you all in our family. And so I think you are my family, and I don't know what I would do if you didn't exist. So every time you dance or write or sing or whatever you do in life, from here till, like, I'm 64 till you're 64 or older, every day I want you to find a song, find a step, find something that'll push you. All you gotta do ever is get one more step further. You don't have to do the whole road right now. You just have to be able to push yourself one more step further. You ought to be able to encourage the boys and girls, the young men and women, and sometimes the mothers and the fathers and the aunts and the uncles. I'm counting on you to encourage another person to live. I want you to encourage another person that just one more step is all you need to take. One more day is all you need to do. But please, with me, do this another day. Do you all understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's about serious stuff, right?
Yes.
Because every day in your life, once you go away from here, even sometimes in here, I know that you are confronted with real, real problems. Real things are going on in our lives. And the situation outside of us, it sometimes appears to not be getting that much better. But my hope, my dream, and my desire lie in each one of you. If you all will just stay, number one, alive, promise me you'll stay alive. Will you stay alive?
Yes.
Will you choose life every day?
Yes.
I thank you. Well, let me hear some more alive, though.
We're
going to stay alive.
Yes.
We're going to push through every day, right?
Yes.
Stay alive, and then we're going to look around us. We do that. We can look around at the next person and say, let me encourage that person to stay alive. Can we do that?
Yes.
And we be responsible for another person.
Yes.
I'm counting on you to be those people. Those different people who do care about another person, all right? I want y'all to always remember me. I want you to remember that when my son was murdered by people of his own kind and his own supposedly, you know, we all the hip hop, whatever, remember, Tupac was murdered by people who should have been family. Remember that the family has broken down. Remember that we're trying to build a family back up. That's what this is about. This ain't about neither none of us individually. Remember that when I could have cried and stayed in a corner, that I chose to stand with you. Remember, you stand with me, all right?
Yes.
Can I get that commitment from you?
Yes.
Well, now, don't give me no weary commitment, because I think you will not come really going to be there when it's time. You think you could do that for me?
Yes.
Thank you for it. I appreciate every one of you all. I know that tonight you're going to be outstanding. I know you are. Now, I'm going to ask you one thing. I know I'm saying this for my niece, for my nieces, and for all of my other nieces and my children, all of you. I'm going to ask you because when you all come out to perform, I know for me, I get a little excited. Now, I think your other family do too. We tend to distract you. So I'm going to now warn you that when you are on stage and you are working, you see, look around at who your group is. Look at yourself and these people up here, not me, but these people up here. This is your cocoon, all right? You only concern yourself with what these people think, all right? Just for while you're on stage. Don't worry about us all calling your name out and come out.
No, girl.
You maintain your theater discipline. Can you do that?
Yes.
I believe you can. Now, it's difficult. It really is difficult, but I want you to think about it now so that tonight we don't throw you off and then you say, wow, I could have got that note. My mama was a
right here on the Creation Station and playing some hits, y'all. It's to get her show. It's Mother's Day, and we just kicking it. It's a real talk. That was a Pina Shakur. Yo, Hooch, what you feel about that sound bite?
Man, I need to listen to that every morning down there to get motivated. You know what I'm saying? Need motivation like that. Just think about stuff like that, how It's people out there that depend on us, man. It could be family members out there that just depending on us to keep them going one more step. You know what I'm saying? Because I be needing motivation. So shit, people, you know, if you need it, then somebody else need it. Because we all the same,
right,
man. We all human. We all humans, man. We need motivation from each other. We need to. She right. We need to build the family back up.
That was real, too. That was real, and I was loving it when she was like, you know what I'm saying, just you don't have to do the whole thing. As long as you just
right.
Make one more step, you know what I'm saying? You know, that was right on time where we talked about this a minute ago. But that was, once again, from a mother's perspective. So that's why it really, really hit home. We resonated with it again. And that's the beauty and the strength of mothers, you know, how they can deliver that word to make you, you know, feel it. And we getting it in, y'all, right here on the Get Heard Show. I'm going to go to the live because the live is still going. Who?
He can go get it. If we pick it, I'll go grab it and put it back there. Kendra said, I.
Let's see. Sometimes blog talk do that. But I was trying to get another tune going on, man, because I was feeling that last little bit she was saying. She made me want to hear this song right here, Hoop. Check this out, y'all.
Something to my godson Elijah and little girl named Corinne. Say the black of the best, the sweet of the juice. I say the dark of the flesh and the deep of the roots. I give a holler to my sister's own welfare. If I can, if don't nobody else care. And I know they like to beat you down a lot. And when you come around the block, brothers clown a lot. So please don't cry, dry your eyes, never let up. Forgive, but don't forget, girl, keep your head up. And when he tells you you ain't nothing, don't believe him. And if you can't learn to love you, you should leave him. Cause sister, you don't need, and I ain't trying to catch up, I just call them how I see. You know what makes me unhappy? When brothers make mates and leave a young mother to be a pastor. And since we all came from a woman, got our name from a woman, and I came from a woman. I wonder why we take from our women, why we rape our women, do we hate our women? I think it's time we kill for our women, time to heal our women, be real to our women. And if we don't, we'll have a race of babies that will hate the lady that makes the baby. And since a man can't make one, he has no right to tell a woman when and where to create one. So will the real men get up? I know you're fed up, lady, but keep your head up.
I'm a she'll never let up. Please, you gotta keep your head up.
Right here on the Creation Station, that plays them hits you never heard, or you already heard that. That's a classic right there, you know. That will keep your head up. My one only late great Tupac. It's the Get Her Show, y'all. We kicking it right here on Mother's Day Love, just putting a little respect on it, showing honor, love, and respect to all the mothers out there. Yahoo, I know you love that track right there.
Man, it's classic.
Yeah.
Man.
It was crazy. It was crazy because when she was speaking earlier, his mother, I was trying to go grab that track, and it was supposed to come on right after, you know, her seal. But man, you know, fingers wasn't working fast enough. But you know, it was crazy because over the music break, I was thinking this hit my plan. Now, out of Pimp C's mother and Tupac's mother, what I kept hearing with them saying, I'm just grateful, I'm just thankful to have that 25 years, that 33 years, you know, that time that they child that they had with them. And
right.
And that just touched me because it's like, so we supposed to be like that on the opposite, respecting and cherishing all this time that we got with our mothers on this earth.
Uh-huh.
That's very profound that I'm hearing that from these mothers, you know, just talking about being grateful and appreciating the time that they had, you know, with their child. It's a trip because I love the way, you know, mothers, you know, talk to you, you know. Sometimes what you couldn't get from your mother, you might have got it from one of your friend's mother or one of your, you know, teachers or somebody at your church, you know, somebody else's mother, you might have been able to get something that your mom couldn't get to you or something that you didn't understand. So, you know, I used to love to go around my best friend, man, because his mom, you know, she was cool, you know, and she could relate to us on another level. Well, my mom was like, you know, straight up, you know, going to let you know, she was cool with it. You know, she was 100 with it at all times.
Right.
And, you know, just different levels to rock with, but just another way to appreciate your homie's mama. Man, once again, like I said, I always love when the mother schools. Let a Phoenix school you once again, Hoots. Check this out.
Okay.
Thank you all, but it's not that necessary. I'm so grateful to see you here. That in and of itself really is quite enough. The fact that you would be all united at one purpose for this one thing is quite important. I have to say this. I am a Christian. I am a product of the redemption of Christ Jesus. I need to tell you that. I'm not ashamed of it. It's not old-fashioned. It's what's new and vibrant in my life. So I want you to know that. So, and the other thing I want to tell you is that everything else that I'm about to tell you is because of God's glory, all right? It's not because of anything that I've done. It's because of God's glory. So for me, I believe, let me tell you this also, in the Black Panther Party, we failed because we took God out. I beg you not to do the same thing. If you take God out, precious babies, you're not going anywhere except to jail. You're going to be killed. And you're going to stay angry. All right? So, Lord, thank you for your forgiveness. Thank you for giving me for all of my sins. I have stood on stages in America, and I have asked young people if they didn't want their parents didn't like the Black Panther Party, kill your mom and your daddy. Let me tell you that. God has forgiven me. Okay? So I don't play around with any of this. To see you all organized is a great thing, but I've seen many organizations and many mass movements. It has to be something else besides what I'm against. I've heard a lot of what I'm against. I don't like this and I don't like that and I hate this. But my God, what are you for? What are you for? What are you individually?
fully. I'm not talking about the group. I'm not talking about your organization. Oh, no, I am living witness. You must make these decisions. And when you make them, hear me now, be prepared for the consequence. Not your sister, you, okay? Or don't make them. I'm not that impressed till I see the work. All right? I want to tell you something. When I was in both the Black Panther Party and I was in the RNA, I've been in everything, been every religion that black people have been in their sojourn from Africa. I have been every single one of them. When I was in the Black Panther Party, we said we wanted 40 acres and a mule. How many people you know with 40 acres and a mule? I just want to say it because I want you to ask somebody that you know, where is your land? I'm talking about the ones that's got $2 or $3. They got some money. Don't act like all of us is poor. Where is that 40 acres? If you want that, you got to show that to me by not somebody else's actions, by whose actions? Yours. How committed are you to the dream, and what is that dream you're committed to? How many people are in this place? I'll just say, I don't count well, so don't worry about it, I'll get it wrong. I'll say 1,500. That's wrong, I know. But if it's 1,500 people in here, there are 1,500 dreams. You all need to know that. As you mass together and think that everyone is doing it for the same reason, I don't believe so. I could tell you that that is not so. Require something from people. Require something from your leaders. Require morals and ethics. Make it a requirement. Because if you're going to follow somebody somewhere, you ought to know if somebody of substance, shouldn't you? Because that's what we've done, you know that. We pretending we didn't because today is King's Day. So we're going to pretend that we ain't been following a lot of people that have not had our interests at heart. We're going to pretend that we haven't done that. It's all right to pretend sometimes. But take 5 minutes out and tell the truth to you. Tell you the truth. Because then we can get someplace. You understand? That is more important than anything. Okay. I also want to, I'm going to be finishing a minute because I ain't got nothing but a bunch of things to say. Okay? Just a bunch of things to say. April 4th, 1968, Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King was murdered in this place. That started something in this country. April 2nd, 1969, 363 days later, 21 Black Panthers were arrested in New York City. 1 year later. So the other day, I just celebrated 39 years of my arrest. And where did I celebrate it at? Virginia Tech. Virginia Tech. Yes, there's so much healing to be done in our places. And I don't know whose community we mean when we say our, but for me, our is the world. I don't do things on color no more. I don't do them on color no more. And I tell you why I don't. I just told you, you got to stand for something. When I was in the Black Panther Party, Rwanda had not happened. It had not happened. So I was still believing, like most used to be Pan-Africanists, that my God, the joy is for us to all unite as Africans. We can unite Africa and we can do something great because it's a great, massive continent and we are great people and we are good people and mothers and kings and queens. And my God, look at what the kings did. Are we going to look? If we don't look today, we're going to have to look again tomorrow. And where are the women? Don't play with me. Don't play with me. Where are the women? Where are your stories? You all tell those stories. Find find them stories and tell them. They don't have to be cute. If you don't do it, we will be erased. Already these young people don't know that we stood mighty. They already don't know that if it hadn't been for the women, it wouldn't have been no Black Panther Party. They already don't know that. They already think that men did it. They already believe it. You got to put an end to the lie. And if you don't do that, we can't move forward in anything. So that's all I'm doing is trying to share with you what I've learned over my life. Over my life. I want to share with you that in Lumberton, North Carolina, where not only was I born, but my mother was born. My grandmother was born. My great-grandmother was born. And my great-great-grandmother was born. In the county of Robeson, we have 56 acres of land. We have 17 acres of organic land. And we are selling crops organically. We have cows and we have chickens. Because I was serious about mine. And if you're serious about it, that's what you'll do. So I'm not saying that to brag. No, I'm saying that because if you don't have the 56, if you don't have the 17, I need you to get down with us. You talking about you got some organ that won't do something? You ought to be doing something connected to some land. It ain't can't be no idea by itself, preciouses. Don't it? You know it. I come from the South Bronx, baby. I organize tennis there. I know about this. We got to have land. We got to have ground. And we can't just have jobs. What else must we have? Can we please, please beg y'all, when y'all talking about all them jobs, I'm not interested in them. I don't care if you don't give a 10. You know what I want you to get? I want you to get some executive courses. I want you to teach my people how to run businesses. Because let me tell you what I know. You don't have to have a degree to run a business. Oh, no, you don't. I am a high school dropout. I'm not bragging about it. But I want you to know this. There is no reason why we got to be talking all the time about jobs instead of about companies. Why not? Can we please dream big? We were doing jobs back then. Let's dream big. That's all I'm asking you.
It's the Get Her Show. Don't it feel good who just, you know, hear her talk to you like a mother right here on Mother's Day?
Man, for sure, it feels great. I'm telling you, man, it's always good to hear just like positivity, man. It's like it does something to you just to hear a positive message, especially when you're trying to be positive already and you be discouraged at the world. When you get that reinforcement from somebody out there that's like you, that's like-minded, you know what I'm saying, it feels good.
Sometimes you take another source, you know, for you to hear it from another source or to sink in or confirm to you what you was already marinating on.
Yeah, because you know that's where Pac got that just when you – because I ain't never really heard her speeches, man, like that. I knew about her, but I ain't never really looked her up on YouTube and just really listened to none of her speeches or nothing. So that was interesting because that was the first time I had heard that. And it's like you can hear Tupac in her. You know what I'm saying? You can hear where Tupac got his flows from, the content. Straight from his mom and Matu Shakur and all the Panthers, man. That's where he got that. That's why he was saying the type of stuff he was. You could see the influence, where the influence came from.
And it was a trip because I could feel, you know, he had that same feel that he got that feel from her, you know, that conviction in telling her, you know, this boy, she was making you feel it, you know.
Yeah.
That was real cool. That was real deep. That's how we do it, y'all. Right here on the Get Her Show. Man, that was cool. That was real deep. Like I said, Afeni Shakur and Mama West, them was two of my favorites, man, you know, when it comes to, you know, mothers that was you know, being seen and being heard in the hip hop world. You know, it's a trip too, because I'm gonna let you check this out, and if I could find it. Check this out. Here we go.
I want to dedicate this song to my mama. Know what I'm talking about?
Happy
birthday,
mama.
Happy birthday. Through all the bullshit, niggas trying to kill us.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? The false divorces, child support court.
That's right.
All that. Nigga dropping out of school. You stood by me. Know what I'm talking about?
Thank you. Going to jail.
So a lot of motherfuckers be saying stars up in the sky, but my star right here, that's my angel, know what I'm talking about? I've been on top of the world, you've been on bottom of the grind. I came in the fresh cars, playing some rhyme. I've been in the city selling crack, dope fiends. Trying to come up, used to be strung out on some missing scenes. I used to smoke fry, wasn't scared to die. Every day when I wake up, I want to get high. My mama came and got me from that devil though. Devil told me good, even though I used to choose hoes. And sometimes put her over family members and live it wrong. But that's how I came up, making rap songs. I've been in this shit since 16. Coming up and putting motherfuckers up on this thing, up in this rap scene. And when they took my money, mama never ever looked at me funny. Now check it out, the manager I had was shit. The nigga stole everything and started coke like a bitch. So mama kept me to the shit and went to every time. That we went to every city putting it down. And when them niggas want to kill me, my mama said, fuck that bitch, I know you motherfuckers fear me. So when you see me in the city with my tea lady, best believe we coming up and we ain't living shady. I'm her baby, and that is my only mama. I kill you, bitch ass nigga, if you rank.
Mama
try to move on. Cause in my city, you either got to be a hustler, or you're out on the counter smoking crack in a buster. So I had to come up fast. The niggas come, I put that sticker on his head. Hey,
right here back on the Crankin' Station to play some hits, y'all. It's the Get Hurt Show. We talking about Mother's Day Love, y'all. 2016. Put some respect on it. Yo, who's what you think about that track right there?
Yeah, I always liked Pimp C, man, ever since the homie Will Sun Tzu turned me on to him. Like, he said they was his favorite group. So I was like, I started checking out some Pandora and some, you know, UGK, and I'm like, yeah, them is tight, man. Every video I see be tight. That's all right there is a banger too, man. Mom.
Yeah, having a dope little funk southern flavor, man. Just locked down with that southern little funk.
Yeah, he was great at it. He was one of the best. That was a track that he made to his mother, you know. And that was real dope. I don't know if, you know, like I said, this is where you come to hear new tracks you ain't never heard before. But like I said, Pimp C and Mama West was cold with it.
And then you're gone.
Happy birthday to Mama C. Rest in peace, Pimp C. UGK for life, baby. Beautiful pimp, so I'ma have his mother to tell people words about his legacy and what he stood for.
Let's just get it straight right now.
Yeah.
We're not resting in peace.
Mm-hmm.
But we're doing this thing, Pimp C, forever.
Yeah.
Forever and forever and forever. And what we're saying, long live Pimp C. Because true niggas don't die. Get everybody's mind on the tip. Every year we celebrate this. We celebrate this for 4 years now. What I'm trying to tell you is that C is still with us. He never has to go. He never has to die. True niggas don't die. I did not ever give up on my baby. We went through the war. We went through everything. We went through everything they gave us. And we came up. We came up.
Amen.
They said that, guess what? Guess what? They said, niggas and Jacobs couldn't make no album. That's what they said. And we did it. And then they said, you niggas never get no respect. I'm quoting him. Straight up. Got respect. And we are UGK Records.
Life.
For life.
Right here on the Creative Station, talk that real talk, y'all. It's your boy Mac, and he's got my man Hoop sitting there with me. And we just showing respect. Put some respect on this Mother's Day. What you think about that sound bite, Hoop?
Who was that, man? That was Pimpy Mama?
Yeah, that was Mama West right there.
That's funny, man. She's like, all the real niggas know.
Yeah, that's real.
She was trilled as them. She's trilled as them up.
But can you see the greatness of you? Like, you could see him through her, just like you did Tupac. You know, you could see, you know, him and his mother. And that's a trip, because I'm guaranteed somebody that would chop it up with my mom would probably say the same thing. Somebody chop it up with your mom probably say the same thing. They can see the correlation. So that's the nice nugget, y'all, you know, pay attention to real life and pick up on those jewels and those nuggets from your mama, your mama's mama, your friend's mama, whoever it is. Real talk, y'all. You can call in. The number's 347-884-9973. 347-884-9973. Don't forget to press the number one. You know, I know sometimes this could be a touchy subject because some people, you know, mothers have, you know, went on the path. And so this may not be a cool holiday for them. But at the same time, you can always celebrate it. And, you know, think about some of the cool things that you learned from your mama. Because I guarantee you, who you are today, you got some of that game from your mother. Yo, Hoops, check this out.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's been more than 15 years since my mom passed away. But there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of some of the principles that she taught me. Ilos Vera Harvey, I adored her. She taught me so many things. One of the biggest lessons she taught me was about image. My mother was a Sunday school teacher. It was important for her that we dressed up to go to church. And my mother was saved, so she went to church all the time. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, we skipped Thursday, Friday, we missed Saturday and Sunday, both morning and night service. That's prayer meeting, Bible study, choir rehearsal, usher board meeting number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I really was considering going to hell at one point because I thought that it was just too much church. But her image, her concern with image was everything back then. You got to dress up to go to church. That was her thing. It's been instilled in me. I dress up all the time. I think about her when I'm tired.
It's to get her show. We just now getting into it, though. But did you hear that game, though? Who?
Yeah.
That he was kicking. You know, he was like, he got his mama was really, you know, she was real keen on him. And
yeah.
Once again, we could see that in him, because every time we see Steve Harvey, we G up.
In a suit, I know, right? Suited than boots.
G up. So that's that was some real talk, real truth right there. Because he was like, you know, shit, he learned that from his mom. I got to run that one back because we're gonna get the rest of that. Here we go, y'all.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's been more than 15 years since my mom passed away. But there's not a day that goes by that I don't think of some of the principles that she taught me. Ilos Vera Harvey, I adored her. She taught me so many things. One of the biggest lessons she taught me was about image. My mother was a Sunday school teacher. It was important for her that we dressed up to go to church. And my mother was saved, so she went to church all the time. Monday night, Tuesday night, Wednesday night, we skipped Thursday, Friday, we missed Saturday and Sunday, both morning and night service. That's prayer meeting, Bible study, choir rehearsal, usher board meeting number 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. I really was considering going to hell at one point because I thought that it was just too much church. But her image, her concern with image was everything back then. You got to dress up to go to church. That was her thing. It's been instilled in me. I dress up all the time. I think about her when I'm tired.
Once again, the most key word he said is it was instilled in me. He got that, you know, it was instilled in him to be fly at all times. And once again, those are things that you can, you know, learn from your mothers out there, y'all.
That nigga Steve Harvey is crazy, man. That nigga is crazy, though. I ain't even listening. You talking about at one point I really considered going to hell.
Oh, man, that's what we do over here, y'all. We laugh. We talk about all the good stuff, all the bad stuff, and we just keep it 100.
I'm off in church, sinning throughout the week, hustling every day, getting it as we speak, listening to preacher preach, choir singing the song, ain't they clapping her hands, mama singing along, I'm impatient, I wanna leave, can't let my mama see I ain't listening to the word, not like I don't believe, but I'm tripping, nobody perfect, to speak it wouldn't be worth it for a person to be so Christ-like, but I swear I've heard him cursing, let him without no sins cast the first stone. But I am so not him, so let me go on. Get home and hear what Finest had on. Who fainted while this all went on? come on, let's see some laughs, then we can do the same damn thing again next week. I love it when it happens like that. I smile because it's not all bad.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
Monday morning is back to business. Cash the motivation. Got steadily watching, plotting and waiting patiently. Yeah, I've been thinking lately, praying on even maybe. Probably best if I left it. The stress will drive you crazy if you let it. The penitentiary is where we headed. Designed for downfalls and some still don't get it. And yeah, I might have said it way back and got sweated by the same one admitting it now, but no credit came to me. If you can see the things I see, then you can point your fingers at the blame, not me. A shame how we can't stand one another. We hate the idea of a unified young brother, so we suffer. But I adapt cause I'm a hustler. I still stay strapped with the muffler. I'm 10 toes trapped in the struggle, cuz I'm what the hood made, motherfucker.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
It's solid as niggas come, realest they ever made. Money is not important, it's living in how you say. Picture back in the day, me moving to break the week. Murdered you if I had to, nigga, I'm from the streets. And out here we playing for keys. Speaking, you getting froze, naked and wrapped in sheets. Snitches will be exposed, this bullet here for your soul. Bitches is just for sex, that's it, I can jack my dick. They don't deserve respect, I'm knowing my niggas feel it. Nothing is fabricated, authentic as I can say it. The only way I play it, this is for Curtis Davis. Mothers of fallen soldiers, children of murdered fathers. Fathers out on the corners, corners I'm standing on them. I love them without a reason. Chilling to eat the bleeding, they made me, I'm never leaving. Though the looks can be deceiving, believe me y'all, it might sound sad. But trust me dog, it's not all bad.
You know they say that no one's perfect. That's why we struggle every day. Just know that every single day is a blessing. I'm just trying to find my way. I keep my head above water.
Keep my head above water.
Tell me what's the use of looking sad. Keep your head above water. Cause it ain't all bad.
Right here on the Get Heard Show with your boy Mackie. I got my man with me. And we just celebrate Mother's Day. Love, honor, and respect. Putting some respect on it. What'd you think about that track, Hoots?
I liked it, man. Is that off? Is Faye's new album?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I'm sleeping, man. I'm sleeping on Faith, man. I heard it was banging. I still hadn't even just really peeked it out. That's crazy. This shit sounds dope, man. That shit is going off.
Yeah, hey, speaking on that note, man, I got to see Faith. He came through here about a month or so ago. And, you know, so I had to go check that out, you know, because he like one of our legends, you know, to me. Right about now, so I had to go celebrate. And man, first track he came on, he was slapping. He was like, "This is how that shit's supposed to sound." You know, he was schooling niggas like, you know, it was just grown folks just banging. I was like, "Hell, I was loving it, man." But I definitely felt it, you know when he was like, "This is how that shit's supposed to be, y'all." You know, because see, the game then got so crazy, you know, and. You know, they got all this little popcorn music out, and it's like cats like that, you know, that
really have integrity of the music. And man, he put it down, man. It was just it was amazing, man. Shit, I gotta give you another sample.
For a dollar bill, people will do anything. They'll rob and steal for a dollar bill. What? Yeah, they will.
Yay! Just gonna sit back and let the beat ride a little bit. Let a motherfucker hear what it's supposed to sound like, you dig? Yeah, I'm from around the way. I slung about an ounce a day. I'm living proof you ain't got no excuse. If it was there, it ain't shit to lose. Them older cats would chunk a nigga front. We'd rock it up and smoke that shit in blunt. For tennis shoes, we was getting fooled. We caught you slipping, we would get at you. With no respect, fuck a nigga set. We shot it up and murdered his connect. Was yours is mine for a dollar sign. I blame the grind, I was out of line. I'm reminiscing on what niggas did. For big rewards, you took a bigger risk. They say what comes around will go around. And when you least expect it, shit be going down.
Gotta get it how I live. Beside the streets raise me. And for that paper, most niggas do anything. A solid dope, so that's how I move. I'm a street baby, not trying to lose. So I gotta do anything, anything.
They called it murder in the first degree. And it was then that it occurred to me. This was some inside shit. That was your friend got hit, huh? They knew all about the stash spot. Knew where the money was and cashed out. You got the nerve to act like you don't know. When all the while you steady getting more. Just remember, dude, we watching you. I spared your life the day they shot at you. Cause if I didn't, they was coming back to finish off your ass. You were walking dead, it's a fact. You slimy niggas play the game wrong. Your block can't do their time, so they sang songs. I turned the game on, watch the Knicks play. I sent them shotguns at your ass, cause you bitch made. Nickel.
Gotta get it how I live. That's how the streets raise me. And for that paper, most niggas do anything. A solid gold, so that's how I move. I'm a street lady, not trying to lose. So I gotta do anything, anything.
Real nigga in your presence. Money couldn't change me, past or the present. Homie, I'm the essence. Tota Smith and Wesson. I tell it tiny in the hood is where you find me. Out here with the grind. Bitches wanna come up. Niggas slaying snow packs. Nose running from them. Let you get your mind right. Homie on that weed though. Baby on the molly wops. Blinded by the weed smoke. We come from them streets, ho. I stay on that ignorant shit. Ain't nothing about me weak, ho. Always game to stomp a bitch and stomp a bitch and stomp a bitch. Got a super boxer game, so I prefer to punch a bitch. Mission accomplished. Put me up against whatever, I am busting it. A nigga's born hustling and tussling. And struggling and muscling. Just making you aware who you fucking with.
Once again, y'all, it's the Crash Station to play good hits you never heard. That's your boy Face with anything. Right here on the Get Heard Show. I told you. New music. What do you think about that one?
Man, it sounds like he really trying to buzz hard, man. I'm laughing at that nigga's face, man. That nigga sound like he said that. Really trying to go at niggas lyrically. Like trying to put the words together, have it tightly, man, like in a dinner freestyle zone. That shit
man,
is hot,
I'm
man.
I'm telling you, he's back with some heat. And it's like, he's schooling everybody, you know what I'm saying? He like also grandfather stats, you know.
Yeah.
The game, you know what I'm saying? The, you know, but, man, you got to give it that. Yeah, it's a real heat. And like I said, that was the first track when he came out on stage. And he just came. The show was just, it was off the top from there, you know. It was amazing. It was amazing, man. But I love Scarface, man. But we doing it, you know. I just had to, you know, play some cool little new music, man. But you know, get back to the topic. We still putting that respect on it, you know, on this Mother's Day, 2016. And it's a trip, man, because like I said, it could be ladies. You know, or somebody else's mother from another place in your community or somewhere in your life that plays a important role on you, you know. Sometimes they could be in the image of your mother. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know. Check this out, man. I know this is a little touching, but it's real because when I checked this out, it was just heartfelt and it was touching how, you know, somebody lost their mother, but, you know, when you see, you know, in your church, you know, it's always, you know, one of them elder ladies that's just shining, got that glow, and, you know, you love her just like you love your own mother.
Giving honor to God who is the head of my life. I love the Lord tonight, and I want to say, Mother Rivers, the reason why I guess I'm so toe up, and I might... Just let me go on cry, then I'll be okay. The last time I looked in my mother's face, Dorinda was there. That was the worst day of my life with my mother bed. Her favorite color, and she looked exactly like what you have on tonight. When I walked in the room, I said, oh, Jesus Christ. I text your daughter. I said, Auntie. I said, Mommy reminds me so much of my mother. She said, bury me in pink. But I have taken you, Mother Rivers, not because you're the mother of the national, international, all nations of the world, universe, Church of God in Christ, the mother of Zion. But you know why I have gravitated to you? It's because you saved for real. That means so much to us. My mother was saved for real. And you don't see it too much no more. 45 minutes before she died, she was clapping her hands and speaking in tongues. And I told Angie today, I said, when I looked up at the screen, they had your picture, picture of you was in white. I said, Angie, look at your mama. I said, we was walking from back there. I said, if don't nobody else go to heaven, I know your mama going to heaven. Because you just don't play with God. And I have so much respect for you for living like that so that we can continue to see how to get to heaven. Thank you, Mother.
Dedicate to everybody that just lost somebody, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm saying? Gotta give them their flowers while they living, you know what I'm saying? There ain't nothing from them. One day you're here and the next day you're gone, for real.
A lot of shit been changed, oh man, since you've been gone. I did a whole lot of good, I did a lot of wrong. I made a whole lot of change, I wrote a lot of songs. Sometimes I feel weak, most times I stood up strong. Yeah, I got
three kids now. Natasha had a son. We ain't together no more. I guess we was just too young to even try to start a family in the first place. But I get happy every time I look into his face. Ever since you went away, man, it's been hard for me. Didn't know till you died how much you meant to me. All the time and the patience you put into me. You showed me how to be the man that I was meant to be. Taught me how to play music and write the melody. And to this day I remember what you were telling me. You told me, son, most of this rap shit is just noise. But if you put some music in it, you'll get rich, boy. That's why I stay up in the studio up all night. I fuck with live musicians to get the groove right. Yeah, I'm a rap star now, yeah, you could say that. Cause now my walls is filled with golden gray plaques. Doing shows and videos and making big stacks. But if it would bring you back, I would trade all that. I wanna thank you for everything that you did for me. I'm on my knees praying to God that you're hearing me.
Oh, yeah, I miss you.
Up there and it's getting hard for me. When you get a chance, put a good word into the Lord for me. I just got caught up, got sent to the pen. I let you down, I'm in a place I know you never thought you'd see me in. But all these things is happening for a reason. I guess God saved my life, he put me up to see another season. And all my so-called friends don't even write to me. They don't go check on my mama, don't send no pipes to me. I'm trying to raise my kids from a penitentiary, staying on my knees praying they don't grow up to be like me. Do you remember when my parents thing ain't work out? You let me and my mama come live in your house. Knowing already you had too many people living with you. You always treated me special, I never could forget you. Took me breakfast and lunch and dinner every day. You wiped my tears away, tried to explain why my life had to be this way. Always gave me the real, you never bullshit me. I wish I would have said thank you when you was here with me. My uncle mission, and I know you know his heart is blue. But he ain't the only one, cause ain't it, I miss you too.
Ooh, I miss you.
Living in it, tell me why black life isn't life unless it's prison in it. General population of super sick, a Johnny or some Jackman. How to talk is to permit each school lost for the pain, I wish I had that. And even more than my freedom, I wish I had something else. I would give back everything I've accomplished, but it's one thing and nothing else. I ain't talking about a relationship, cause parts bring too much drama. I'd even pass the chance to be a millionaire if I could hug and kiss my mama. I remember like it was yesterday, although I was 6 years old. Mama, what's wrong? Wake up, while your forehead hot, your hands so cold. Who all these people up in our room? Auntie tell them put my mama down. I didn't understand what was going on, but it felt wrong. So many people came around. I didn't have to go to school that day. And everybody was buying me shit and telling me everything was alright. But they were sad and crying and shit. Ain't that a bitch? My mama ain't never came back. I wish I could hug and kiss her. Even though when I see Grandma Dorothy raised me right, I still miss her.
I miss
to play some hits, y'all. We just putting some respect on it, you know. Just honoring, loving, and showing respect for all the mothers all over the world right here on this very special day.
Mothers play a very important role in every individual's life on this planet. It shapes your character, your spirit, and your personality from the minute you are born into this world. So don't never forget that. Love your mom while she's on this earth. Call her right now. Say, Mama, what you doing? And always remember, mothers are one of the greatest gifts that God ever blessed you with. My name is K-Mac, also known as Mac Neasy, right here on the Get Her Show.
Get heard. Hear it now on the Creation Station that plays hits you never heard.
Get heard. Hear it now.
With your hosts, Mac Neasy and Marlo Hall.
Get heard. Hear it now.